So today, Ellie, you got a scoop.
I did. So I heard that the investigations by the Standards Commissioner into those lockdown partygoers, Bernard Jenkin, Virginia Crosby, Deputy Speaker Lang, and of course Miriam Cades, the report has been concluded. I haven't seen it personally, but it is set to be released in 2 weeks nearing recess, and it seems that there is insufficient evidence that the party was not a work event, which means they might be let off.
So this will be the draft report that gets sent to the subjects of the inquiry. So Eleanor Lang and such like have seen it.
Staff would have seen it.
Yeah.
And it's not publicly released yet, but it will be in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Just as recess starts, so that the parliamentary authorities don't get too much backlash out of the outrageous...
Everyone will be on holiday.
Yeah, they'll be on their Easter holidays, and there won't be too much outrage.
And as usual, there's a leak investigation into how you got it.
Of course.
Which
of
course. Triple confirms that out. You know, insufficient evidence. I mean, can I just read what was in the WhatsApp?
Yeah,
the
please.
Hard evidence. This is from Baroness Anne Jenkin, Bernard Jenkin's ex-wife.
Right.
She invites a few of people for... So, it reads like this. Come to birthday drinks for a few of our favourite people next Wednesday the 8th at 6:30 to 7:30 in Eleanor Lang's conference room in the Commons. That's actually on a Tuesday, but the date checks out. Oh, and this meeting, this business meeting, concludes Kiss Kiss Anne. I always arrange my business meetings with Kiss Kiss sign-offs. So a WhatsApp invitation to birthday drinks.
Mm. I mean, unless birthday drinks means a business meeting at a time when a birthday party was literally against the rules because London was in tier two, where you weren't allowed to meet with anyone outside of your household, especially inside.
As a rule of six.
Rule of six.
Social distance.
Social distance. Couldn't be social in terms of drinking.
Couldn't be social, so no drinks. Definitely no birthday cake.
Definitely no birthday cake.
Because I remember, and this is 3 years ago,
mm.
I remember speaking to the witness originally, and he said there was a spread, there was cake, there was plenty of alcohol, Eleanor Lang joked about social distancing and how the window was open.
Yeah.
I don't see how it can be a business meeting, given the invitation says birthday drinks.
I mean, I don't believe it.
And that there were drinks. And I mean, we haven't seen the report, so I don't know how they're going to explain this. The main witness was prepared to cooperate with the investigation because I had a bit of an inside track on this.
Mm.
And the person concerned asked for anonymity and was told by the investigators that they couldn't guarantee anonymity because the committee might want to cross-examine them.
Mm.
Now, the witness, the key witness, or the witness I know, I think it's fair to say, works in Westminster and was worried that Eleanor Lang and Bernard Jenkin are experienced operators and that there would be a fix and their name would be in the public domain and they would get off and what would be the point?
Yeah.
And it turns out they had good grounds for thinking that.
Mm.
So I don't see how, if the investigators have got that WhatsApp.
Yes, because to me, that is the nail in the coffin for them. It's an obvious invite to a birthday party. So, if perhaps they didn't have the WhatsApp then,
and if the investigation hasn't got a copy of the WhatsApp that we've seen, that the Mail on Sunday had, they haven't done much of an investigation, have they? I mean, this is making Inspector Clouseau look like a genius.
I think you're right. So, as I say, I mean, if they don't have that text, the nail in the coffin, it's solid evidence, then. They haven't been doing their job because it is out there and it is attainable. For the Standards Commissioner could have had got access to that WhatsApp text. Why haven't they?
Well, another thing I know is that allegedly the head of parliamentary security was at the party as well.
Ah.
So a few too many people,
too
many important people in parliament terms were at that party. I don't think people really want to get to the bottom of it.
Well, also, let's remember, Bernard Jenkin was the Privileged Committee Inquisitor who voted to expel Boris for doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is obviously complete double standards. But again, they don't want... They want this swept under the rug, hence the release.
Yeah, I mean, it would, it would not be a great way to end your career, and Bernard Jenkin is coming to the end of his career. Eleanor Lang, talking of end of career, I remember in 2009, an expensive scandal where she was one of the worst. And I was going after her, and I said to her, look, Eleanor, you know, you've been pretty bad here. And she asked me to go easy on her because she was retiring. It's 15 years later.
Hang on a second.
I mean, all credit to them. They have fixed it. Fixed it good.
Yeah.